You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
I am a serious rhythm machine. Now try pleasure. www.citr.ca. You win. CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Welcome to hour 14 of 24 Hours of Student Power. Hour 13. We're only on hour 13. I got ahead of myself.
It's hard to lose count, or easy to lose count at this
time. Yeah, exactly. I'm your host, Hala. I'm the president of the student executive, and I'm here with two very special guests, Micah and Lizzie from Blank Vinyl Project. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks so much for coming. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what BVP does?
You want to take this one?
I will. So Blank Vinyl Project is a community-based music project on UBC campus. We host UBC's only student music festival, Goose Hunt. We put on open mics and jam sessions, and our main goal is to connect students at UBC through music and create connections so music lovers and student musicians have a place to thrive.
That's great. I'm super familiar with BVP because CITR and BVP do a lot of collaborative projects together.
Yeah, BVP and CITR, we've always had a pretty good relationship because we're both into music, obviously, but as well, you know, we're both communities that are interested in helping kind of grow positively and are both kind of open spaces and very kind of welcoming to all, you know, kind of walks of life.
Definitely, yeah. A huge part of our mandate is to help support underrepresented voices in the student community and in the community at large, and it sounds like BVP's mandate is quite similar.
Yeah, well, we actually just decided, it was Lizzie's idea, we're in March, we're going to have a Women's Day event, actually. And so Lizzie's been organizing the whole thing, and it's pretty amazing.
It's my baby. Yeah. It's going to be on March 8th on the Top of the Egg, and we've got a really exciting lineup for you guys planned out. It's a secret right now. And I'm just trying to make it as inclusive and diverse as possible. We're going to be donating all of the proceeds to a women's shelter on the downtown east side, and we're hoping to have some literature from the sexual assault center and just sort of try and raise some awareness about women's issues.
And isn't it right that we're gonna try and have an all female or female identifying kind of ensemble of musicians?
Yeah, that is very true. It's all girls all the time and all, or femme-identifying folks. This is obviously, I'm trying to be as inclusive as possible. So obviously, like, non-binary people are absolutely welcome to perform as well. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about it. I'm just delighted that it's happening.
Yeah, it's great to hear about gender-inclusive events that are happening on campus and are in accessible spaces and are in places where folks who may not have the funds to attend can come. So it sounds really great.
Yeah, the event is by donation, and it's kind of the whole point of it is exactly what you're talking about, just to be very open and very friendly and welcoming events. I would also argue that all of our events are, you know, open and inclusive to everybody. But I do think it's important that we, I guess, kind of raise awareness and talk about some issues that are, I don't know, kind of, you know, still happening today. Like, you know, it's not the type of community, like, oftentimes you see a lot of, you know, musicians and artists, and it's very often are mostly guys, which, you know, for better or for worse is something that's happening. And I think shining the spotlight on artists that are, you know, femme folk or identifying like that. It's something that I'm pretty proud of you, Lizzie, actually, for coming up with the idea at all, because I would have never thought of it.
Thanks, Micah. He touched. So tell me a little bit about how you both got involved in BVP.
Do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. So it's a little foggy because it wasn't first year, you know, as we all remember. It was kind of, as we all foggily remember. And I can't exactly say, I think it was probably some events that I was kind of, I was aware of BVP as a club, and I kind of knew, like, okay, music club, you know, very kind of, very airy knowledge of it. And then in second year, I believe there was, there's something called Build-A-Band, which is a program that we still currently run, which is when we kind of facilitate kind of icebreaker sessions and just kind of help people that want to start a band find, you know, like-minded individuals. And I went there because I wanted to start a band. And I went there and I asked every single person in the room if any of them played bass, which might have come off as a little intrusive. But one guy said his favorite band was Radiohead, and I was like, there you are. That's him. So I grabbed his phone, texted myself, you know, his name or number. And now we're actually best friends and we're in a band together. And I think that kind of experience was so positive for me that I wanted to help kind of other people have the same experience that I did. And so last year I was actually ended up being the Build-A-Band executive with my friend Sean Dami.
That's so amazing that you had a meet cute with your band.
Yeah.
You had like a real life rom-com moment.
It was, yeah, it was, I don't know if he would want to describe it like that, but it's for better or for worse, that's about it, yeah.
Yeah, I love that origin story. That's great. How about you, Lizzie?
Ah, man, before I get into mine, I just wanted to mention that if you're interested in joining Build-A-Band and that sort of thing and having a meet cute like Micah did, the program still runs and sort of the pinnacle of the Build-A-Band program is going to be on March 13th in the Pit with doors at 7. We've got this event called Band Wars that is always super fun. It's like a little battle of the bands from all bands that have formed this year. So that's always fun and probably very stressful for the bands, but they get like a little photo shoot and everything, and it should be very exciting.
Pressure's on.
Yeah, I organized it last year, so that's why it's called Band Wars, because I love Star Wars. So it was Star Wars themed, which kind of the result of that was that we just had a toy stormtrooper at the front of the door and nothing else, and we had two lightsabers at the show. So it really wasn't Star Wars related. But that's, you know, fun fact of the history of Band Wars.
This has become like a very movie-themed conversation. Like, Mike is the star of his own rom-com. You've made a Star Wars-themed event.
Yeah.
It's great.
We're not only into music, but cinematography and all arts in general, you know.
I mean, yeah, we have some amazing videographers and photographers on the team right now. And it's really awesome to see, like, what they're planning. We've got a promo video for Goose Hunt coming out, and I can't share any of the details about it, but it's going to be so beautiful and exciting, and I'm so excited to see what our media team comes up with.
Yeah, I saw the promo video for Goose Hunt last year, and they are so beautifully curated. Like, it's very high quality.
Yeah, and we actually also have a vlog that's just began. We actually have a sponsorship by Red Bull, which is something that I never expected to happen. But now, like, we have a jam room actually in the Nest, and so there's a little fridge with Red Bulls in it, and we get Red Bulls every couple of days. Anyway, Lizzie, so how did you get involved in BVP?
Well, I'm actually very new to BVP. I joined as a member at this time last year through a beautiful little jam session in our old room on the fourth floor. I ended up meeting a lot of my friends that night in January. And I don't know, it just all fell together so perfectly. All my friends were executives and they kept pushing me to join. So I became an executive in June, and it was a really amazing decision. I think one of the best decisions I've made at UBC, because I'm learning so many business skills and I'm learning how to plan events. And with the International Women's Day event, that's my baby, and it's my first event that I've ever planned and been sort of the point person for. You can't see this over the radio, but I'm making a small hat, and I'm not sure exactly why. I'm super new, but I'm super excited about all the work that Blank Vinyl Project is doing, and I am super sad that I'm going on exchange next year and won't be able to be an executive full time. Oh. But I don't know. It's been such an amazing experience. And if anyone is looking to get more involved in the music community and know the ins and outs of what goes on behind the scenes, I would really recommend that you sign up for an executive position next time interviews are open.
And I think that unlike a lot of other clubs, BVP has quite a large executive team. Like at CITR, we only have 13 or so.
Yeah, I think we have around twice that, maybe 25 to perhaps.
More like 40.
What?
Yeah, well, more like 40.
Well, okay. I can't even count that high.
Yeah, so I think that's unusual in the sense that I think a lot of clubs would find it difficult to ensure collaboration and ensure everyone's voices were heard in such a large executive. So how do you manage that as a team?
This year, actually, Lizzie and I, so the executive team is divided up into different groups, of course, right? So there's the social media team, marketing, events, and Lizzie and I helped form the community outreach team last term, so this school year. And the community outreach team's purpose is to do exactly what you're talking about. So we're the ones that hold the office hours, sign up new members, and if members have ideas for events, it's usually communicated to us, and then we communicate it to the larger executive team and discuss whether or not it will be an event, and if so, how to proceed from there.
That sounds like an efficient system.
It's just kind of, you know, it's in baby steps, right? So we just kind of started it. So I think it has the potential to be very efficient. Right now it is efficient.
Great. So let's get into some songs. So I've queued a couple up, but if you want to speak to them a little bit. So I queued up the Emily in the Headlights song and the Turnish song. So tell me a little bit about those.
Emily in the Headlights is a... So they're a band that we have worked a lot with in the past, and they actually used to be UBC students. I don't think any of them are currently, but they have played at Goose Hunt, which is our music festival that we run at the end of the years before the summer, and I would describe them as kind of that classic indie rock sound. They're a four-piece band, and you know, they have drums, bass, guitar, and vocals, and they're very they're very fun, and I think you'll enjoy them.
Great. So this is Colors by Emily in the Headlights.
Oh, me too. Oh, that's nice. I love that shit. Sometimes I just bring glasses on.
What?
Oh, do you actually? Do that one.
That's so hung over.
Down towards the ocean, you said you'd never grow up. Your parents split, got two jobs, you're grade 17. Drinking your sweet syrup from that bloody plastic cup. Paint with colors that you never seen. Destined for the deep end, just the way that we are. No casket or funeral, just leave us for the wolves. The light atop the mountain grew much too far. Our hearts pressed together, we laid here forever. And now our bones are missed the snow. We're falling gently, more together. At least our parents will know. died in someone else's arms. Down towards the ocean, said you never grow up. Parents split, got two jobs, your grade 17. Drinking your sweet syrup from that bloody plastic cup. Oh, paint with colors that you've never seen. And now our bones amidst the snow. Falling gently, more together. At least our parents will know. We died in someone else's arms. Someone else's arms. We're destined for the deep end, just the way that we are.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was a couple of beautiful songs by Emily in the Headlights and Turinesh.
Turinesh is an artist who we've just recently discovered. She just released her EP called Midnight, and it's very kind of somewhere in between jazz and some of her kind of her African heritage. She combines both of those. So I almost think of her as a budding Etta James, which is kind of that's a big thing to say. So I wouldn't just kind of, you know, drop that lightly, but I've worked with her in the past and I have seen her play multiple times. And I think that she really has this very beautiful voice that she has control of, but also she doesn't stick to any, you know, plan or anything. She kind of just goes for it every time. So it's almost like you hear a new song each time she plays the same song, which is very refreshing, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think she's a fantastic artist. Turinesh will be playing live at CITR later tonight, sometime between 7 and 9 p.m. So if you want to come hear Turinesh play live, drop by CITR during that time and bring coins for our beverage machine.
Yes. Loonies, toonies? What kind of coins?
All coins accepted. We just refilled it last night, so it's stocked.
Yeah. Delicious.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Totally. So tell me a little bit more about BVP and the community aspect of it.
Do you want to rip this one?
Yeah. So the community aspect is something that we've been really deciding to focus on this year more than ever before, because Blank Vinyl Project historically has the history of it is that it actually started out as a record record label. And it slowly has morphed over time. And so Lizzie and I, we're in our fourth year, and we are the third generation of executives, so to say. So the first it was a record label. Then it kind of became a music club. And Lizzie, I, and the other 38 executives, we kind of wanted to expand Blank Vinyl Project and make it more of an inclusive community that could have, you know, people, because we would often have sometimes people say, oh, but I don't play music. And then they would think that they couldn't or shouldn't join BVP. But that's no longer what the club is about. We want to have a place where people can come and enjoy music. So it's for music lovers as well, right? That was already mentioned. And that's kind of one of the main aspects of community. So, for example, we have open mics, which is a very safe space for people to, if they're just starting out or they're just learning, it's a good spot for them to come and practice. And I think the first one after the reading break is the 28th.
Yeah, 28th, that's
yeah.
True.
So we do it every other Wednesday at the gallery, which is in the Nest on the fourth floor. And another community aspects is we have people that do media and people that are in business. I have my friend Michael. He's a treasurer, and he wants to, you know, he's learning about finances and stuff like that. So that's a good spot for him to join. Mm-hmm. And so I think overall, Blank Vinyl Project is no longer a musician's club, but it's a music club.
Definitely. Lizzie, for you, how do you feel like that community aspect makes it more inviting for you as an executive and as a member? And how I like to think about it is, how do you get your friends to come to the events and join the community?
I'm really lucky that I have a very supportive friend group, and they all really love music. So I thankfully don't really need to strong arm anyone into coming to the BVP events. I feel like we've definitely made it more accessible this year. We've been doing some record listening parties, which have been really cute and fun. And I found that the community has gotten a bit more inclusive in that aspect, just because I'm totally blanking here. Wow.
We also have the lab workshops as well.
Oh, right. I forgot about the workshops. I shouldn't forget about the workshops. We've been doing this new thing this year called the Wave Workshops, run by one of our executives, Sebastian, or Seabass, as he is affectionately known. And he's been teaching people how to produce music and create a space for artists that aren't necessarily, you know, singer-songwriter or typical rock bands. And I think that that's something new and fresh that's really helping expand the community. As well, like, for a lot of our events, I feel like we've been making them more inclusive by sort of making them more fun for people who just want to, like, come out and party with us. This year at Goose Hunt, we're going to be adding a DJ set, and I always have a lot of fun at Goose Hunt regardless. It's, you know, all of your favorite bands in one place playing for about 5 to 7 hours. It's a crazy time, but this year I think it's going to be more fun than ever because we're just going to really boost that party vibe and just get everybody to dance a little bit.
And we also have the songwriting workshops as well, or songwriting sessions, I should say, mm-hmm. which is an event that we kind of, I don't know if it's biweekly or usually, I think it's, we've had two so far.
Yeah.
One each month of the new year. And those are an event where we create an opportunity for people that are just wanting to improve their songwriting or bounce ideas off people to come and do those things. I attended the last one, and at the event, people started off. We did some writing exercises. Then one of the musicians from the band The Morning Show, which is a local indie band from Victoria, and he just moved to Vancouver, and he's is really into songwriting versus, you know, just playing music and the such. And so he kind of held a little seminar and talked about his process. And at the very end, we had, I think, maybe four or five people from all different kinds of genres just play songs they were working on. And we actually gave them constructive feedback on little cards. And, you know, we kind of, it was very interesting because we had, you know, somebody that was playing guitar, classic acoustic guitar, but I had, there's another person that plugged in their laptop and it sounded like Radiohead. And it's him and his girlfriend and they do all the music on the computer. And it's another opportunity to kind of just be part of a community. Rhymes.
Yeah, that sounds like a great way to receive criticism that's useful in a low-pressure environment. I think that a lot of budding musicians fear criticism because it's such an impediment to their growth in a lot of ways. But when you frame it in that way and you center it in community, then it's an opportunity to grow and to improve as opposed to being stopped in your tracks.
Yeah, exactly.
I felt like a very like safe environment where I felt like it worked for both people who were just writing their lyrics, they were writing their poetry, as well as people who wanted to like build a full song in those sessions. I remember one of the members basically made a song within 15 minutes. He wrote down all the lyrics. Ethan from Morning Show basically drilled us that we had to write a full structured song in 15 to 20, and then he had his guitar with him and he just went up and played his brand new song, and it was really fun and an amazing experience to just sort of see the creative process sort of be created that quickly.
Yeah, that's such an incredible feat to be able to write a song in such a short amount of time. I know there's this internet phenomenon going around right now, and I can't remember the exact name of it, but it's where you try to write, record, perform a song in 24 hours.
Oh, man.
So in 15 minutes, and when I first heard of the 24-hour one, I was like, that's such a short amount of time, but 15 minutes seems impossible.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure he's going to work on it more and and sort of try and edit his song a little bit, but the fact that there was any product at all after 15 minutes, that's just crazy. I've been working on one song for like 3 months.
Well, everyone's processes are different. So let's jump back into some music. So I've queued up a song by Traffic and one by Melt. Do you want to speak to those songs?
I'm actually friends with Traffic. His real name is Jacob Salzberg, and he's from Vancouver, born and raised. And he, in my opinion, is one of my favorite rappers in general, but especially in the local community at UBC and Vancouver. The reason why is because the lyrics that he writes, I guess the word you could use is wholesome. You know, he's not fake. The lyrics that he writes are how he really feels, and he's a very positive kind of rapper. And also, I kind of just like the sounds that he uses. Like, I like the samples and I like the beats that he uses. And Melt, they're a band that I'm friends with. I would describe them as a psychedelic alternative rock band, which is, you know, when everybody hears psychedelic, people are already hooked. And they do a lot of, I guess I could compare them to Tame Impala, to be completely transparent. And I think that their music's really fun to go see, and they just released an EP. I think it was within this year. It might have been last year, but this is one of the songs from that EP.
It's called Visions.
Great. Well, let's kick it off with The Good Day from Traffic.
For all the people in here, come on, man, go. Yeah, when I wake up, shake up, see my face in the mirror, rubbing my eyes to see me a little clearer. What's dearer to me? My rhymes, a cup of tea in the morning to warm me up from some misery. I'm feeling refreshed now, hitting a groovy spin. Sometimes it feels like I'm in a movie, man. My whole 18 packed in a moving van, not moving green indeed. I was moving lands, playing Ye's debut on my way to college. Yeah, I got some attitude, my latitude is drawing blueprints for a new prince. Watch it all prove it. Never self-centered, I'm rapping. dropping it on some crew shit. Crew hits it off when we meet by the sea. I love it how they never define me as an MC. Man, one can't lie, always fly so easy. Gets nice by the ocean, coasting it when it's freezing. The good
up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. Whole lot of soul, partner. Feels good, don't it? Good, don't it? Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. Whole lot of soul, partner. Feels good, don't it? Good, don't it?
People don't know it, but flowing is hard work. It got perks, but I can feel like a hard jerk. Hard work to provide more time for others' lives. Besides, I try to inspire everyone with my rhymes. That's the best I can do, you know that it's true. And if I do it for anything, I do it for you. The people that be trying to hide to figure life out, I coax them up the shell out of the hell they was dealt. I was dealt, and I needed help beside myself. And now I'm making changes, arranging a way to help others to do the same, eliminating the pain, bringing some reality infallibly to the game. Waiting on my plate to tell it straight, it feel heavy. And speaking out against the hate of late, running to plenty in this genre. But just like Jane Fonda, it'll all work out. Maybe y'all get a Honda, less drama. Now that I'm reaching this age, and I love hearing them cheer when I'm up on the stage. Chicks dig my style, it's wild, it's smooth as butter. They love it and I'd love it if we'd all love each other, so.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed.
Whole lot of soul, partner. Feels good, don't it? Good, don't it?
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed.
Whole lot of soul, partner. Feels good, don't it? Good, don't it?
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. World has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed.
Whole lot of soul, partner. Feels good, don't it? Good, don't it?
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed.
Whole lot of soul, partner. Feels good, don't it? Good, don't it?
Thank you. writer. You were black, impoverished, homosexual. You must have said to yourself, gee, how disadvantaged can I get?
Well, no, I thought I hit the jackpot.
Oh, great.
If it's so outrageous, you could not go any further, you know. You had to be, so you had to find a way to use it.
Curated by Barbara Chirinos in partnership with VIF Van City Theater, the annual Black History Month film series shines a spotlight on African North American film and history. This year's program encompasses music, political protest, spiritual, emotional, enterprise, and endeavor. The centerpiece of Black History Month at Van City Theater is the exclusive Vancouver premiere of the Academy Award-nominated documentary I Am Not Your Negro, screening from February 24th. Other highlights include Julie Dash's seminal Daughters of the Dust, the music films Molly Blues and Sign of the Times, and a new Canadian documentary about the untold history of black hockey players, Soul on Ice.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC Vancouver. I'm Hala, and you're listening to 24 Hours of Student Power, and I'm here with Lizzie and Micah from Blank Vinyl Project.
Hi. Again.
Hi. We missed you. Glad to be back.
Hi again. So you just heard a couple of really sweet songs by Traffic and Melt. Really beautiful stuff.
Yeah, I really enjoyed hearing both of those again, and I think a perfect segue would be the fact that they both played at Goose Hunt last year, or perhaps in previous years. I don't know. They kind of become
Traffic
a little bit of a blur.
Last year.
He did?
Yeah, he definitely did. I was in the front row.
Yeah. Anyway, so the reason I bring this up is because I wanted to talk about Goose Hunt and just kind of promote it a little bit, because in my opinion, it's the best event that occurs at UBC, period, full stop.
Strong statement.
It is, and here we go. This is why. So it's on March 31st, and what we do is we book out Corners Pub, and from around 7 p.m.-ish to just after midnight, sometimes 1 in the morning, we literally hold a music festival. And this is the only student-run music festival in the entire British Columbian province, and it's completely run by students. Most of the music is made by students. So we have two stages. We have drink specials the whole time. Sometimes we have like a late night, a little bit of barbecue and stuff like that. And we haven't actually released the lineup this year, but some of the artists that played in previous, we had Sam Tudor, who's a very great indie folk. We had Melt and Traffic, and a lot of bands that, in my opinion, don't get the spotlight that I want them to get. And so we have a really awesome time, and it's very cool because there's music happening constantly because we have two stages, of course. So, you know, we'll have a band play from 7:30 to 8:30, or sorry, not an hour long, 7:30 to maybe 8, and then after that, we will have, as soon as they end, another band will start, maybe there's a little bit of overlap sometimes, and we just have music going the whole time, and I also just kind of look forward to it, because I don't participate in some of the other end-of-school events, and this is kind of my release. It's cathartic, and it's always a hot day too, so you get to kind of hang out when the sun is setting, because the days are long by then, by the end of March, and you can hang out into the night. And I think I'm repeating myself at this point, but it's my favorite event that happens at UBC.
That sounds amazing. I've actually never been to Goose Hunt, which feels like a real loss for me.
I think maybe we could get you some tickets.
Yeah, you could
hook some tickets
over. Yeah. Well, that's great. Lizzie, is there anything you want to talk about before we close off?
Oh, man. Well, thank you. First of all, thank you so much for having us.
Our pleasure.
24 hours of student power. You guys are really doing a long haul. That's awesome. I'm so proud of you guys. BVP is, I think, the best decision I made coming into UBC. I am so happy to be a part of a club that values me both as a musician, a music lover, and as a worthy human being. I feel really happy and safe in our community. I always feel like my voice is heard. And I'm so excited that we have so many events coming up. I'm glad that we're promoting a bit more inclusivity with International Women's Day on March 8th, Band Wars, and supporting some new music and new bands that are just forming on March 13th. And of course, Goose Hunt, the best event all year. Honestly, it is absolutely a beautiful, stunning experience. You always meet so many new people, you find so many new artists, and you make so many new friends. So we'll get you some tickets. You need to come. You're our friend now.
Is somebody cutting onions in here or something? Because the beginning of your little tirade made me choke up a little bit.
Micah!
Yeah, Micah truly is living the rom-com lifestyle. So let's close off with a couple more songs. So you two have selected Fallen, which is an EP by Gert De Bruyner, a song off of that EP, and Untangled by Gentle Minds. So tell me a little bit about those two.
Well, Untangled just came out on December 9th?
8th. Beginning of December.
Beginning of December, we're going to say that.
And I'm going to change your opinions on that. February 13th.
February 13th on, ooh, well, like,
3 days ago.
Sure.
Whoa. Maybe on some platforms.
I think it was released on the internet on around December 8th, but I think maybe on certain platforms it's coming out very recently.
Wow. Okay. They're on everything.
Controversial.
Wow. But it's a band that started through the Build-A-Band program, actually, last year, and they ended up winning Band Wars and got a slot at Goose Hunt. It includes a couple BVP friends that are very near and dear to my heart. Camille Brown has such a beautiful and soulful voice, and I'm so excited that she's releasing music with her band. And oh man, just play the track. I'm so excited to hear it.
And do you want to talk about Gert's music as
well?
Oh
yeah, I could talk about Gert. I could talk about Gert all day. Gert is a sweetheart. We all love him. He originally hails from Frankfurt, Germany. He's been at UBC studying, and Fallen was a track that was on the season 2 finale of Sense 8. So he's up and coming. He's a fancy boy, and he just finished tracking a second album, I think, on Tuesday, and that should be being released pretty soon. And I'm excited to see what his new stuff is. But for now, enjoy this song off of Fallen. I think it's Places. It's Places.
Yes. So let's finish off with those two songs. Lizzie and Micah, thank you so much for coming out. It was a pleasure talking to you both.
Anytime.
Thank you for having us.
Great. So this is Places by Gert De Bruyner.
Day, night. She's trading money for her time. She's just selling love. I left it. She wants to start, she doesn't know how. When he comes, here's the front door slam. This crazy drunk mess of a man. Well, she said no.
another day. The cash it brings keeps him away. Yeah, she's so tired and she feels so sore. That voice of his, no, she won't ignore it. When he says, places, places.